Unit 4, number 16. Exercise 4. Listen to the text, The Perfect Family, and do the task from exercise 4. Смотри учебник, страница 175.
The Perfect Family. Divorce. That's a word I dreaded more than any other word in the English dictionary. All my life, I thought I had the perfect family. Perfect parents, two great sisters and a younger brother. We all got along well. But during the last several years, my parents had started to quarrel more and more. My dad came home less and less, working more hours than ever. And now, here we all were, sitting in the television room as a family, with my parents saying they had an announcement to make. There was that nightmare word, that one that made me sick to my stomach. They were, my parents said, getting a divorce. The big D word. My sisters and brother and I gaped at each other. How many times had I asked my mum and dad, "Are you getting a divorce?" How many times? They had assured me that it would never happen and given me hugs and kisses. "This is some sort of April Fool's joke, right?" I said. My mum's eyes were full of tears. She held me in her arms. "No, Mark, I'm sorry," she whispered. My mum told me that we would have to leave our home, the home I'd lived in all my life. I felt like losing everything, my family, my dad. We moved into a tiny house with my mum's parents. At first I wasn't happy. The house was small. Sometimes I felt there wasn't enough room to breathe. There was one thing, however. We loved each other. Visiting aunts and uncles tried to do everything to fill the house with warmth and caring. My grandparents paid special attention to all us kids. I have never felt so close to them in my life. They asked me about school and were actually interested. They asked me about my friends, my grades. We sat at the kitchen table and talked often. They could never replace my father, but they spread their warmth to all of us. I also learned that I was really loved by my family. They supported me. I have since learned to change that funny concept I had about a perfect family. Maybe a perfect family really means a lot of love and a lot of support. Maybe it really means giving, sharing, and caring. Maybe I still have a perfect family after all.